Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Spent a little bit of time this morning with folks from the Red Cross when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and the American Red Cross. It is already time for the Run for Relief and Perpetual Run for Relief organizer and race chairman Jim Stanton and, of course, disaster response team member Charlie Lewis in from the Red Cross. Jim, start me off. Run for Relief, you've been doing this now for 20 years or so, haven't you?
Well, we've done it a decade and a half.
Okay.
So actually, almost. It's our 14th annual Run for Relief, and it's going to be this year. We put it off until September 10th.
I would say typically that kind of goes along during the time that we used to have the American Legion World Series and some of the late season baseball games. So September's a better date for you, I think.
Much better. We're excited this year because if we postpone the race till the 10th, school would have been in place for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can hopefully get more students to come, and the Run the Streets program will be there.
Excellent. Well, you got a long list of sponsors. We're going to kind of mix these in throughout our time. I'm going to just start off with your bronze level sponsors, and I know you have silver and gold too, but Jim was nice enough to hand me the list of 27 bronze level sponsors. I'm not going to read them all now. REP, also Edward Jones agent Randy Bloom, American Heritage Bank, Hughes Lumber, Bartnett, Jamie Archer Bennett, also Glenn Security, Waste Collection, Osage County Landfill, Archimbo Financial, and Gorman Property Management. We'll read some of those other ones later for you. But Jim, the Run for Relief, this is what funds a lot of the local disaster response programs in Washington County area.
And it definitely does. It helps us respond to disasters,
yeah.
Helps us with health and safety training, service to military. There's just tons of stuff.
Well, you've mentioned three out of the four. Let's get blood services in there, too. You got the entire Red Cross mission.
That's right.
but this is something that goes on every year. And I know we see and hear things like earthquake in Italy or flood in Louisiana. And people want to help. And from the national level, White House on down, the message has come out, particularly for Louisiana. If you want to help, donate to the Red Cross.
And that's why we do this. There's disasters all the time locally. We always think of these huge disasters that go on, like Louisiana, which has been a terrible flood. Locally, we have fires about every day.
Yeah.
So that's where the Red Cross comes in.
And I think many people lose sight of the fact that, any time that there is a fire out there, whether it's one of the major grass fires that we have at certain times of the year, or a house fire, the firefighters are out doing what they do, and the Red Cross is there as well to support the firefighters, and then you're there to help the victims afterwards.
And that's true. So that's why we put on this Run for Relief. The run, again, is going to be the 10th of September. We're going to do pre-registration this year at the Red Cross office. That's next to the post office downtown. We'll have our pre-packet pickup on Tuesday, September 6th. It'll go through Friday, September 9th. We'll have it from 12 noon up until 4 p.m.
Okay.
And to go ahead and look up information about the run, you can go to our new website. It's www.r4rinfo.com. And that way you can go ahead and get registered and get set for the run.
That's an easy website to remember, R4, the number 4, R4. info.com and Run for Relief. It's a big deal. And this is a race that you've run for, like you said, 14 years. I thought it was longer. Certified race. If you are a runner and you want to make sure you get good credit for that, Red Cross has already done the hard work for you.
You bet. Our run is USATF certified. And I'm going to invite folks to come out and try to beat last year's winners. We had the first top three last year was James Martinez, Juan Martinez, and Tyler Girth. The top three women was Anna Gunter, Avery Bennett, and Liza Williams. Anna and Avery actually ended up fifth and sixth, chasing those men right to the finish line.
Okay, well, I'll leave any allusions to Sadie Hawkins Day races alone. Some of your sponsors that are helping you out, Sooner Construction, PNR Services, your State Farm Insurance agent, Danielle Weaver, Mackinac and Company Realtors, also Brian Little Haley and Kent, Osage Landfill, Mackinac and Company Realtors, Osage Nation, Schlumberger, Barbara Hopper, Kelly Shelley Costa Realty, and Denali Vapor. Just to mention a few of those. Those sponsors, they help you out in a lot of different ways, don't they?
They definitely do. I just like to thank all these sponsors this year. The economy has not been very good, and we actually have raised, I believe, just about as much as last year.
That's tremendous, and it says a lot about your sponsors, but I think it also says something about the community's commitment to the Red Cross.
And I agree, Charlie. These people step up for the Red Cross, and again, no matter, you know, how bad things are going, they will donate money and try to help this cause.
Well, and does that say something about the Red Cross and your volunteer board, your volunteer commitment to what goes on in the Washington County area? And I know that you support Nowata County and a little bit of Osage County as well. It's not just Bartlesville. It's not just Washington County.
And that's very true. That's a big turf that we cover, too.
Yeah.
Osage County, the biggest county in Oklahoma. And we have
biggest county in the lower 48.
That's true. We have one of the best disaster teams, and sitting with me today is one of the best volunteers that I've ever met. His name is Charlie Lewis.
And we're going to talk a little bit with Charlie, find out about disaster services and how you can help him do what he does. We'll continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our community connection this morning, by the way, finishing out my list of bronze level sponsors for the Run for Relief, Todd Cohn, PC, also Blue Ribbon Drilling, First Investment Corporation, Career Employment Service of Bartlesville. Jim, I think you got a connection there somewhere along the line. Holtz Electric, also Poindexter Liquor, and Bartlesville Podiatry. Again, get the opportunity to talk with Charlie Lewis, Disaster Response Team member. Charlie, nice to thank you coming in this morning. And you got a lot of work to do because the Red Cross responds to disasters large and small.
We do. As you were talking about the disasters, we actually have people that are trained in Washington County that we have deployed right now. One went to California, somebody in Louisiana. We're very well suited here that we can send volunteers to other places and take care of our local areas.
And you provide all the disaster training to those folks. They are already trained, volunteered, and basically probably have a bag packed all the time so that when something happens, they could be ready to go.
You're absolutely correct. We have a lot of trainers in our local area. We've been a very successful chapter for the last multiple years. And it's nice to be able to send volunteers and still take care of our local community, that we're ready in case something happens.
Yeah, and those folks, particularly the ones that are out there for the local community, they may mutter something under their breath, but they get up willing at 2 o'clock in the morning to go help if that's when they're needed.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we wait for. We hope doesn't happen is that fire in the middle of the night. And we have a client that doesn't have a place to stay, because staying in your car is not acceptable. We will find you a place that we want to try to help you get reoriented after a disaster.
Yeah, and we were talking before we went on the air. In years past, families had supplies around the home, this or that. They were kind of prepared because we were a much more rural society than we are today. And now you hear commercials on the air, you know, if somebody's ready to sell you a prepackaged disaster response kit. I know the Red Cross has some supplies available as well, if people would want to check out the Red Cross website. But you train people on how to be ready when something happens.
We do. We have multiple programs. One of our current programs we're working with is fire alarms, mm-hmm. or the smoke detectors, trying to get smoke detectors in people's homes. That, you know, we want everybody to have one. So we have that going on. We have a pillowcase project going on where we're educating the people at the elementary schools what to do in case of a tornado, what to grab, what to get their head around, so the youth are ready to try to get their head around what could happen.
And I think that's important, that because sometimes the youngsters will see mom and dad doing this or that, keeping an eye to the radio, the television, on the internet, on an app, whatever. And it's nice to know that they feel they can help, that they know what to do.
Absolutely. And that's where trainings become critical, that let the young people know so we don't have to worry about them, so we can worry about the big picture.
Now, when it comes to disaster training, what you have gone through, what you as a team member helped some of the other volunteers go through, walk me through some of the different things you train for.
A lot of our training is just how to work with a client, you know, how to find out where their head is, because their head is not where it's supposed to be after a fire. So we're trying to get them to think about, you know, what are you going to do? Because, you know, this is going to be a big change. We work with how to try to help them for the immediate. We train on how to work with the fire departments. All the professionals have different languages than other people. So
and they all have acronyms. What does this mean?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the local fire departments are awesome, and the emergency management guys are great to work with, because they will help us learn what we should know. So that's where a lot of our training comes from also.
And I know that they recognize not only the Red Cross nationally, but the local chapter as a great partner. They want you to stand beside them.
Absolutely. And, you know, they call because one of the things that they all like is rehab, which we call it, you know, give them snacks and something to drink. But that gives the fire departments a little bit of time to get their head straight and, you know, try to get some relaxation before they go back out.
Well, a phrase that I learned in the military on some of those things, an impaired rescue worker saves nobody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But so that's part of what you do, and that means that you have to be prepared. You've got a storage facility on down the street here at Frank Phillips where you store supplies. You're constantly teaching classes for the community, for your own volunteers, and refreshing those skills, running exercises.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we're very fortunate that we have a storage building, and it's actually owned by emergency management, mm-hmm. but they're gracious enough to share it with us. We still have our building over by the post office that we have supplies there. And also, since we work with Tulsa, we work as a two-state unit with Arkansas, that we have a lot of stuff that we can get within 24, 48, 36 hours to really ramp up if we're needed to.
Yeah. Run for Relief, the dollars that this generates, the community buy-in that this generates for you, how does that help you do your job?
It gives me the ability to not have to worry about how we're going to pay for helping this person. That when we have that fire, you know, we'll go get them a hotel room. Well, hotel rooms are not cheap. You know, food's not cheap. That we don't have to think twice in this area about, do we have the money on the books to help out our client? and that makes it really good.
It's nice to know that, oh, gee whiz, the bank account's getting low. What's the cheapest room I can find this person? Well, maybe that cheap room doesn't fit their family need. They got more kids than that.
Absolutely. And, you know, my wife uses a phrase that she says, you know, and I want you to understand that you don't have to pay us back. This is a donation from your friends in Washington County and in this area.
And usually
that'll bring a tear because they're like, I don't owe any money. It's like, no, this is your friends helping you out. That's what this is about.
Yeah, somewhere down the road, if you want to pay it forward, that's great, but you don't have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to get Jim an opportunity to make sure people know how to sign up. And Jim, I've just covered the bronze level sponsors. I know you got silver and gold people we need to recognize, too.
And I'm happy to announce the gold sponsors that help us out so much. The Bartlesville Area United Way is a gold sponsor. Yeah. We have Phillips Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Cherokee Nation Casino, M. Ramona, CVR Energy, Coffeyville Resources, DSR. So those are the ones that stepped up gold this year and help us make this event happen. I'm inviting everybody to come out this year. I'd like to see a bunch of students this year, hopefully for the fun run. Mm-hmm. The fun run's a great way just to get out and see what goes on at the Red Cross.
Sure. And how do you get signed up for everything? I know you got a website, but let's get that out again.
Okay, the website's www.r4rinfo.com.
Okay.
And that'll get you signed up. You can link in and send in your registration.
Sounds great. And then there's a pickup information that you want them to pick up some stuff before the race or definitely be there. What time that Saturday morning?
Okay, so what we're going to do, we'll have the pre-registration in the afternoon the week before. The day of the event, you could just come in after 7 a.m. and we'll get you signed up.
Okay. Pretty easy to find the Red Cross, 601 South Jennings.
Right next to the post office.
Okay, that's our community connection. If somebody would like to get involved, just make a donation to the Red Cross. I know there's a national Red Cross website, but if they want to donate locally, is it best to just drop a check in the mail to the Red Cross and mark it for disaster relief or however else they want to donate their funds?
That's the best way to do it. Send it locally, and I think that's the best way, is just to keep our community supplied, because you never know when the big one's coming.
There you go. And with a weather around here, you're right, it could happen today.
Can I list our silver sponsors?
Please do.
I'm going to do it quickly. How about Primary Care Associates, Arvest Bank, Walmart Distribution Center, RCB Bank, Totaw Communications, and Truity Bank.
All right. Thank you so much. American Red Cross, get signed up for the Run for Relief, r4rinfo.com. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
In that accident, and six other people suffered acid burns. The State Board of Education approving another 349 emergency teachers.